It's the award-winning Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichert, brought to you by the Days In Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Good afternoon, race fans. Radio man Dan Diker, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and the Billy Doc Niles. It is Saturday and a very quiet La Crosse Speedway afternoon. This is the Days In Midwest Race Report here on 101.3 and 1460 WBOG. Also heard worldwide on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
Approximately 7,000 listening on the TuneIn app from one coast to the other coast. And yes, Mr. Roy Kinzeth still listens every Saturday.
Hey, Roy. How you doing, buddy?
Also, CoolGold1460.com. And if you have Alexa sitting there doing nothing right now and there's no orange band going around it, just say play WBOG. It is a good night that it's a quiet night at the La Crosse Speedway because they're still cleaning up after probably one of the best night of destructions I've ever called in 13 years of being out there.
You know, I watched some of that on the replay because I was busy at a sporting event elsewhere last Saturday. And, wow, talk about a crowd. Talk about some great action. The Hornets, you know, Bornitz opens up his lead a little bit more on Bjorkman going into the last night at Oktoberfest. So, action all over the place. The double jet burned. Oh, that was sweet to watch.
That was a 1946 Chevy truck.
I saw the pictures you took of it, and that is incredible.
And it was the female that was driving it. And
Bonnie Arnold.
She didn't move. Was she really driving it? Do you really drive a vehicle if it's not going to move?
Well, she operated the controls.
Yeah. She powered it up. Jets coming out of the back of that thing. And he told me, too, he says, you want to see some fire? He goes, you guys have never seen anything like this before. The little red Budweiser fire truck was done probably 15 minutes before he was even close to burning off his first jet pack.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. And that was one of the classiest things I'd seen. Talking about the Hornets, got to congratulate John Huebner. Picked up his first ever win anywhere.
Are you kidding
me?
Yes.
He got the heat race win. Mm-hmm. Had Cheyenne Stanfield not bobbled in two with two to go, Cheyenne was going to beat
him.
She
was coming. I saw that. Yeah. So that was Huebner's first ever win anywhere.
First ever win anywhere. And then
that's awesome.
He had three wins during the Night of Destruction. He had a heat race win.
Mm-hmm.
He won. Wasn't the rollover competition? Was it the steel wall crash? You've got it right there. Yeah, he won the Sarver got the steel wall crash.
Yeah.
But there were like two more that he took home. And he said it was one of the proudest things he'd ever put on Facebook. I mean, that man was grinning from ear to ear. He was smiling so much, part of his beard started falling out.
You know, if you're if you didn't catch any of this on TV here in the La Crosse area, check some of the stuff out on YouTube. I'm sure there's highlights all over the place from it. You're missing some really cool action there if you didn't get a chance to check it out. A
couple of the stunts. We've never had two drivers in a steel wall crash both hit and flip the entire car over a complete 360 that it landed back on its wheels. That had never happened before. And then the rollover competition, which was BA like there was no tomorrow, Andy Barney, so he jumps off the ramp. His bumper sticks into the ground. The tail end is facing the sky. And like a ballerina, does a complete 360 in the air before it lands.
So how did that count?
Five. I gave it to a crowd vote. They said that was an automatic five. And then, so he almost did it again on his second one, got a big five.
Why mess with success?
Third one, he hit the ramp and went up and went nose down right into the concrete.
Oh, that's not cool.
It went on its lid, and there was some concern there because nobody was doing nothing, and here comes Andy coming out of the back seat. Reminiscent to Caleb Miller being drug out by his brother Dakota probably 9 years ago through the back windshield.
Yep.
The monster trucks that were there. We had a brand new one this year. Brandon Echternkamp out of Quincy, Illinois was there with Venom. Man, did I feel sorry for him. This thing is loud. It's vivacious. It's strong. And you could tell from the very first time he hit the pile, Paul, he got stuck. And I was playing it up because you could see the fire coming out of the bottom. Like, oh, you just want to burn a car first. He was having fuel filter problems. And when one of his counterpart,
Baumgartner,
took the fuel filter off when he came with the second one and got stuck again. Mm-hmm. Said it was like it came out of a swamp.
Wow.
Yeah. It was just.
Yeah, when he got up there the first time, I thought maybe he didn't feel right about something, so he backed up and did it again. But after you told me that about this fuel filter, I thought, oh, wow.
Filter and a pump are just gunked up. So then Baumgartner went out with Mechanical Mischief that Mr. Burns used to have up here for 13 straight years. He ended up doing some burnouts and wheelies and 360s, and the crowd was just loving that.
I kind of liked the little twist of the pool jump that I saw the other night.
Well, here's how that went. Hold on.
Well, take a drink. This is going to take a long excuse here.
Penguin and I are sitting down there, and I noticed that it's got – number one, it's a small pool.
I saw that on TV, yep.
I'm like, okay, someone's going to do this on a bicycle to make it entertaining. So I walk behind it, and I see that the patchwork job of the leak is not working, so it's losing water. So it actually was a good-sized pool. And Chuck Deary comes up and says, okay, I want to see how good you are for this one here. We're going to put a boat in front of the pool and the ramp in front of the boat. And we want someone to jump the ramp, get in the boat, and then smash the pool. And it was what a phenomenal success that was.
That was incredible.
And then you had the T-bone crash. that was out. Who did the T-bone this year? That was, oh, goodness gracious. Was that? That may have been Huebner. He jumps the ramp. Ends up in the windshield of the car, but he hopped into a minivan. It lands on top of the car. They both start rolling, go sideways, and then the van falls off of it, and the crowd just loved it.
Nice. But what I want to know, because I had to go to bed early, so I didn't get to see it, how did the Diker disco machine do in the trailer race of destruction?
Well, Dave True Jr. couldn't use the truck that I bought on the cheap because he caught it on fire again on Thursday. So
that should have told you something right
changed
there.
Changed the fuel pump. And then the heating core lit on fire Saturday morning, so the trailer stayed out there. And I want to say it was Tyler Mitchell ended up having the Diker disco machine.
Nice.
It made it around, what was it, 5 or 6 laps, and it was destroyed in turn one.
Awesome.
3 cars simultaneously just said, good night.
I wonder how many flat tires there were at street drags last night.
Those guys always bitch and complain and moan when they got to do that right after an even destruction. By the way, Bailey Brown won the trailer race.
Nice.
He's got the white van that says Free Kittens, and there's an arrow pointing towards the back. And you hear little girls up in the grandstand crying because they think there's really free kittens up there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but he did a formidable job. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk National Whale and All-American Series Point Championships. The two of the top contenders in the area are going to be joining us, Jacob Gady and Nick Panitsky. They are both tied. They're 10 points off the national title.
What a swing after last week.
Yeah, well, the past 2 weeks, because both of them had the top spot, and Mike Looney was going backwards.
Yep.
Now he's got the top spot. The other two are 10 points behind, and Penguin did some research. Elko runs tonight, so both Gady and Panitsky are going to be running double features there. Looney is running a double feature. Where was it at, Paul?
Langley Speedway in Virginia.
In Virginia.
Is that the only track he's running, or has he got a couple more?
That's the only one that's
running. That's it. Saturday nights is the end of the entire deal.
This is the end of the Sunday night.
I want to know what happens if there's a three-way tie, because it's not based on wins. There is a really complicated breakdown system. Usually they would take wins, top fives, top tens. That's how they break it down. It's more complex than that because they look at how many times did you start behind the invert. Well, Gady and Panitsky have that made.
They're just running across the speedway. That's why they're up top because they got all those bonus points coming from the 6th, 7th, and 8th row every
week. And Elko's throwing out bonus points tonight. I guess there's quite a few. And Jeff Garbers, our director of lacrosse, was trying to explain that to me. It's just really complicated because you get so many bonus points if you start 8 behind the invert or 9 or 10 or 15, and it's just I'm out of numbers, guys, so I wasn't really paying attention to that. Excuse me. Also coming on the program, about 3 weeks ago, we had a brand-new race car driver show up at the Tillmore Sport of Speedway. Had no idea who it was. I didn't get the driver's sheet, so we called him Johnny Clutch Pedal for the first 2 laps until I finally get a text saying that is Colton Pennell. I'm like, no, it's not. He's a go-kart racer. I just saw him race a couple weeks ago when I was out there sitting up in Thompson Corner as they were blah-blahing around.
Surprise.
Sure enough, it was. And then the next night, out of 93 entries, this dude does something that I've never seen a young driver do, win the 200-lap Enduro at the La Crosse Speedway.
You know, we're going to talk to this kid here later in the show, and he's got the lineage behind him, especially when it comes to Enduros. Grandpa Dale is a master at the Enduros. We're going to get to talk to him later in the show and find out how he got into this.
Paul the Penguin Reichert has a recap from coast to coast on all the winners and track champions as we start winding down the series, and we're going to be doing that this hour as well. Stay tuned. We're just getting started. This is the Days in Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
Saturday, September 14th. Get ready for a night of chaos. The Thomas Barber Speedway presents a night of thrills and spills, smashing and
chaos.
A little less nice and a lot more content.
Chaos events, drifters, a camper smash, all topped off with a fantastic fireworks display. It's the first annual Night of Chaos. No racing, just chaos. So pack up the family and drag them over to the Thomas Sparta Speedway for the Night of Chaos, Saturday, September 14th.
Are you still eating pizza that came from a warehouse, was loaded on a truck, then stocked in the store, and then into your oven still frozen? Boxed pizza? Really?
Well, it's time for a change. The Pizza Oven on Highway 16 West Salem makes their pizzas fresh and in the restaurant. Build your own or try a house specialty. Are you a coach or just a parent with a kid on a team? Celebrate a win or commiserate a loss with Pizza Oven Pizza. Just call ahead to book a room and for special pricing on groups. Pizza Oven delivers too. Highway 16 West Salem or online at pizzaovenwi.com.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at tacuonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days in Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. The Days in Midwest Race Report here on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG. The TuneIn app, also on Alexa and Google at 1460.com. The national point standings comes down to tonight and the rest of tomorrow as the Whelen All-American Series national point standings will come to a close. The final races in the country come down, and it is so cool. And I can't remember the last time I've seen two, we call them area drivers because Jacob Gady, Nick Panitsky have both been running here, but Nick's been calling it his home the past 3 years, are this close to not only tying, but one of those two getting a national championship. We followed this ever since it really, really started to be apparent, and Steve Carlson started making the top 10. And we thought, we watch this every time we get a guest in the program. Within 2 weeks, they win a race. So we're going to see if it's going to be good
luck.
So
it's going to have to be a few hours here today. So.
Well, see, the thing is here, we have double features at Elko tonight. So Coming up on the program today is Jacob Gady. And also joining us right now out of Lonsdale, Minnesota, is Nick Panitsky. Nick, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
See, there's radio karma. If you watch, man, every time someone comes on the radio or TV show, they end up winning a heat race or a feature someplace. So, well, we've got Jacob coming on after you, so maybe you guys can both get feature wins today, and this Mike Looney that's racing on the East Coast can maybe die on lap number two or something like that.
Right, yeah, it'll be an interesting weekend, that's for sure.
You know, you've ever since the season wrapped up here at La Crosse, you have been staying busy between Madison and Elko. Talk about your adventures here the last few weeks.
Well, it's nice to have a couple extra tracks to go to. You know, we got a long break to think about the La Crosse Championship. So, if you let it, it'll eat you alive. It'll suffocate you. But fortunately, we're able to go do some other racing and keep our minds off of that and chase down this national deal.
You know, and it's so interesting getting to learn you over the past 3 years at La Crosse because you know, as an announcer and as a radio and TV guy, we like to hype the stage up, and I think you've gotten to learn my style pretty quick here. You know, I have to ask you about the point standings. I have to ask you about bullseyes being on your back to the point where it sounds really repetitive.
That's our job.
But if you look, Nick is not a veteran to the point where he's been racing for 30, 40, 50 years, where, like a Steve Carlson, the questions get so old. Nick, how do you remain so calm when I'm interviewing you on the racetrack, or we get you on the radio? You got the La Crosse Speedway Championship looking at you in the face again, and the Bud Dash Championship you won. Now you're looking at the National Championship, and every time I say this to Nick, well, you know, I really don't watch the points. When do you start watching the points, Nick?
Sometimes that's a lie.
Yeah. We won't tell anybody.
Yeah, right. No, it's I don't know. To be totally real with you, I try to treat, you know, every race like it's a third or a fourth, and that means you know, if I win, I try to treat it like a fourth, and if I get eighth, I try to treat it like a fourth. Otherwise, you just go through a roller coaster of a season, and if you, like I said earlier, if you let it, it'll suffocate you. So.
And that's the thing. It's got to be such a mental game as well, that maybe you win four or five races at La Crosse and you see yourself in the point standings, or someone mentions it to you, and then you go out there and you get a flat tire, or you get a fifth. I mean, that's got to play with your psyche quite a bit.
It does, yeah. And, like, you know, it only does if you let it, though. So that's why I don't get try to stay calm in both situations, you know, whether you fight really, really hard and have an awesome race and win the thing, or you know, lay an egg and finish eighth.
You know,
you just try to keep a level head.
You had mentioned here just a couple of minutes ago, if you win, you try to treat it like an eighth. I noticed in a couple of interviews we did with you after some pretty much dominating feature wins this year, especially on double feature night where you win the first one, you say, well, we got to go back and work on this thing. This just isn't perfect. Are you just feeding us a line there? Was it because... Man, you just look so smooth running away from them races.
No, it's, you know, a guy gets greedy, especially when you're chasing these points deals. You know, if you win your fourth race this season, the second you win, you're thinking about trying to get the fifth. I mean, I'm sitting here right now with my ninth win trying to think about how I'm going to get my tenth, you know. So it's just, I don't know, partially to do with a little bit of greed and you know, just trying to get more, really. I mean, can't stop now. You just got to keep going. And you know, the longer you wait, the harder it's going to be. So I'm always thinking about the next race. After that one.
Just a side note, because you're on the show, we're thinking 10th and 11th here. So
yeah, but don't tell Jacob that. Right.
Don't tell
next.
Jacob that he's next. Yeah,
right.
Talking with Nick Paninski on the Days in Midwest Race Report here on 1460 101.3 WBOG. Nick Paninski trying to go after a. Hopefully, we haven't ran a race on a Thursday night at Fest in about 3 years, so hopefully we can have no rain and he can go for the track championship on Thursday at Fest. He's already won the Bud Dash Championship at La Crosse. Now he's looking at a national points championship. You and Nick have known each other for quite a while. You and Nick have raced against each other for quite a while. What are the conversations like when you guys see each other in the pits, knowing that the friendships go away as soon as the green flag drops?
You know, I said it a couple times now. It's, you know, we're friends, but, you know, for now we're just going to have to put that on pause. You know, it's, you know, we're racing. I mean, we're both racing for the same thing, and, you know, we both have to do it at the same place. So, unfortunately for me, you know, I'm doing it on his turf. I'm trying to finish this thing out on his turf, and, you know, I'd like to be on La Crosse, but that's just not how the apples fall. So, like I said, it's been somewhat friendly so far. I think we both push each other to, you know, be the best we can be. That's for sure. You know, we got one more night left, so we'll see how that goes. You know, anticipation will be high. That's for sure.
And Nick, I remember the banquet there, you saying, can't wait for the rubber match with Steve. Did you envision this being as wild, crazy season at La Crosse as it's been here with you guys just 5 points apart going into Oktoberfest?
You know, it's hard to say because, you know, the last 2 years we were, you know, within a couple points of each other, and you know, I didn't expect really this one to be much different. It's just, you know, it has kind of played out a little bit differently than what I expected. You know, Steve put together a perfect season so far. Really, I mean, he hasn't even finished out of the top five, and you know, I was lucky enough to get a couple more wins than he was, but then again, I flopped out of a couple races too, so made a couple mistakes, and there puts us as pretty much mano-a-mano, even Steven going into the final race. He put together a perfectly consistent year, and I put together a really good year with a couple mistakes in there, so here we are.
Coming up on the final part of the program here, this would be, obviously, I'm not going to try to steal the limelight from Nick whatsoever, but could you just imagine Billy and Paul Thursday night of, and I'm not trying to take away anything from Steve Carlson as well, because lacrosse is my home track. Could you imagine the final race of the year for the lacrosse NASCAR late models? Nick Paninsky ends up winning the lacrosse championship and the national championship and the state championship. When was the last time that happened at lacrosse?
2007,
probably.
Yep. There you go, Steve Carlson. That would just
be almost happened last year because Carlson was second in the nation last year.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun to watch. I mean, hopefully, we get a race on Thursday night at Oktoberfest. Nick, we only got about a minute left. Talk about the sponsors that have been helping you out here in 2019, getting you through this year.
Yeah, I absolutely wouldn't be able to do none of this without them. I can't forget about that. I got Mountain Dew, Gillette Pepsi. Those guys have been a great supporter, for me the last 3 years, really. We got Rich Bolden Construction, Frog Racing, Coolidge Region Diesel Repair, Weir's Machine, 2A1, T-Zar Racing Engines. Like I said, I won't be able to do it without people like that, and people like Left Hander Chassis giving me a great car to go out there and compete with the best of them.
What was neat about some of them sponsors, 2 years ago you showed up with nothing on your car, and halfway through the season you were performing so well, and they all came together and helped you out. So that's a pretty cool deal for a lot of these businesses here in the lacrosse area.
It is, yeah. It's I'm humbled to have such a great group of supporters.
Did he mention Morgan?
Probably not.
And the tire guy, yep.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm going on Facebook right now. That's Nick Paninsky. He's going for a lacrosse speedway championship. He's also, more importantly, in his eyes, I think it is, going for a national Whale and All-American Series national championship as well. It comes down to the Elko Speedway tonight, and then everything wraps up tomorrow. Nick, it's been a fantastic time calling your races the past 3 years. We're not done yet, man, and good luck tonight.
Yeah, good luck tonight, buddy.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it.
Mountain Dew 22 and Nick Paninsky right here on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG. When we come back, we're going to get Jacob Gainey's side of things as we talk to him out of Minnesota. That's next right here on 1460, 101.3 WBOG.
Saturday, September 21st at Dells Raceway Park, the 8th annual September Showdown. Brought to you by SS&E Concrete. Drivers will shoot it out in twin features for late models, 602 late models, modified sportsman, bandits, and hobby stock. The drivers are chasing the coveted Dave Reidiger Memorial Overall Showdown Championship Trophy. Gates open at noon, qualifying 2:30, green flag racing at 4. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. SS&E Concrete bringing you the September Showdown, Saturday, September 21st at Dells Raceway Park.
You want barbecue, but she doesn't? What do you do? Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We know not everyone wants barbecue. That's why we feature so much more, like our fried chicken, Philly steak sandwich, meatloaf, great burgers, salads, wraps, and more. So keep feasting the family. Stop in and try something from our extensive menu. It's so much cheaper than a divorce. Big Boar and more, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still eating pizza that came from a warehouse, was loaded on a truck, then stocked in the store, and then into your oven still frozen? Boxed pizza? Really?
Well, it's time for a change. The Pizza Oven on Highway 16 West Salem makes their pizzas fresh and in the restaurant. Build your own or try a house specialty. Are you a coach or just a parent with a kid on a team? Celebrate a win or commiserate a loss with Pizza Oven Pizza. Just call ahead to book a room and for special pricing on groups. Pizza Oven delivers too. Highway 16 West Salem or online at pizzaovenwi.com.
Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days in Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back again to Days in Midwest Race Report here on 103 AM 1460 WBOG. You can also find us on the TuneIn app. You can find us on Alexa and CoolGold1460.com. All right, well, we've talked to one gentleman that is in the running for the national championship, and I thought it would be way cool. These guys have never denied me a chance to get them on the program. We've treated them right because they deserve the respect that they've given. These are some outstanding gentlemen right there, and I'll be one side of here. I have had the opportunity to announce their races several times all throughout the year, and at the end of the year, if these guys get the national championship, I mean, as an announcer, man, you don't know, Billy, you don't know how cool of a feeling that is.
Oh, you know what? You know what's funny is you show up at Elko and you walk up to our next guest, and he says, "Are you at the right track?" So,
next guest is also right there with Nick Pinitsky. They're 10 points off the national championship lead. It all comes down to double features at his home track at the Elko Speedway tonight, and that would be Mr. Jacob Gady. Jacob, how are you, my friend?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic, man. Do we sound as pumped as you? Because I know Nick is all laid back. He always is. He's very casual. You smile a little bit more when I talk to you. But get real here, man. In a couple of hours, you both are going to be going for a national championship. How giddy are you starting to get?
Oh, man, really all week. It's, you know, you wait all day Saturday or Sunday and Monday for the points to come out on Tuesday just to see where you're at, even though we all know where we're at anyways. But you just need the confirmation. So now that we're here on Saturday and it's finally time to go, I don't know. I'm excited, but you know, I guess it feels like I'm climbing a mountain. It's kind of felt like that the past, I don't know, 3-4 weeks. Even though we were up there, I felt we were behind. We haven't won enough races, and you know, I've been throwing out almost better finishes than the other guys. So my point totals have been going up slower here as we've progressed here to the end. So again, going into tonight, I know what I need to do, and that's by magic somehow I need to win both of them to have a shot. So it's going to be a challenge, but we're up for it. I think we've been good the last few weeks and we should be really good tonight again.
Jacob Gady joining us on the program. His home track is the Elko Speedway. He had several runs at lacrosse this year. Jacob, would you rather see tonight end with you and Nick tied for the national lead instead of having to chase and wonder what Mike Looney is doing in Virginia tonight?
Yeah, probably. for sure. At least you can have some control over that, or you at least you're racing the guy you need to beat. Where, you know, honestly, if Mike Looney goes down there and wins, you know, there's really, I can't do anything about that. And I can't even catch him at that point. So,
right.
It'd be nice to race Nick for it. And who knows, maybe we will be, but, really, like I said, I need to win both to have a shot. So it's a long shot for me, but, I guess we're talking about it, so at least we got a shot, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
As big as tonight is, how many times this week have you checked, double-checked, triple-checked, quadruple-checked every nut and bolt on that car?
Matter of fact, I can answer that before you do, because when I talked to his wife, Erica, this week about getting him on the program, I phrased the question. I said, "Hey, girl, tell your man he's going to join me on the radio program this day for 10 minutes." She said, LOL, good. He's got to get himself out of the garage.
Ah.
So you've been doing some homework in the garage, haven't you, Nick? Or Jacob?
Yeah. You know, I mean, we got to make sure all the normal maintenance stuff is up to snuff. Other than that, I mean, the car is where it needs to be as far as chassis and everything like that. So really, it's just making sure all the little details and things are taken away. Of course, I go into the shop earlier this week, and under the car there's a giant puddle of power steering fluid. So you can tell it's getting to the end of the season. The rack decided it had enough, and so we had to throw a different rack in the car. But other than that, yeah, I'm ready. You know, the biggest thing it comes down to is the tire game, and that's the trickiest part. The tires have been kind of inconsistent this year, so you know, hopefully we hit that right, and then we're good. You know,
you and Nick have been barnstorming the Midwest between Madison and Elko, running as many features as possible to get to yourself into this position. How much fun has that been? And talk about your adventures here the last month and a half.
Yeah, that's been a lot of fun. I'm kicking myself I didn't go one night when Nick went. I don't know why. I just didn't think I needed to go or something. But, no, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, really all summer, you know, when Elko's rained out, you know, Elko rained out one night at 2 or one afternoon at 2 o'clock. And we quick changed gear and threw the car in the trailer and got down to La Crosse at 5:30 just in time for it to start raining down there. And I mean,
he's texting me the whole way.
Yep.
Yeah,
up in the tower.
Yeah. And we had to, you know, we changed three springs and changed an upper control arm and rebump steered the car in the rain. And we won that night. So, it was well worth the trip. But you know, it's been a lot of fun. And what surprised me the most is how good we've ran, both Nick and myself. You know, we've showed up in Madison. The first time Nick and I showed up there, we qualified first and second.
Yep.
You know, it's like we always, you know, me and my brothers always talk about that. Like even in NASCAR, when it gets down to the end of this chase, where it's the four guys going for it in Homestead, it seems like they're running 1, 2, 3, 4
yep.
or something, you know, and it's like, man, we go down to Madison and yeah, we qualify 1, 2. I'm like, come on, man. And of course he beat me. But anyway, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. A lot of late nights, early mornings. That Madison trip is 5 hours for myself and Nick too. So,
you know, you know, a guy who owes a motel in La Crosse, you could always make a pit stop on the way home.
He knows.
yeah. Except we always go 90. We go the north way.
Okay,
when we go to
okay.
Madison. But yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun, and it's been a journey, that's for sure.
And Jacob, I think it's interesting to see when Nick comes to your turf at Elko, and when you come down to Nick's turf here at La Crosse, and when you both are on neutral turf at Madison. How intimidating or how more competitive do you get going to each other's tracks?
Yeah, honestly, there's way less pressure when you go to someone else's track than when they're at your track. And, you know, I when we go to La Crosse, it's like, well, I'm there for one reason. I don't care about points. I don't care about anything. We're going to try and win. So, you know, you don't worry about, oh, man, you know, I got to be careful, you know, in the heat race or whatever. You're not afraid to make adjustments because you're going for broke, basically. And it's the same deal when we go to Madison, you know. I mean, who cares? We got to try something. We're not good enough the way we are, so throw something at it. And that's a lot of fun. When everyone comes to my track, you know, it's I'm almost afraid to change my car because I'm like, man, the thing was good last week or it was good last year. It should be good again. You know, why isn't it? Or, you know, you're almost afraid to make changes when you're on your home turf. But yeah, when you go out of town, I mean, it's do whatever you think you need and go for that win.
Jacob, one final question. You're already going to sew up the Minnesota NASCAR State Championship again. What would it mean to you to come out to Oktoberfest race weekend? Nick is looking at winning the track championship at La Crosse, possible national championship. What would it mean to Jacob Gady and his family to be announced the national champion at Oktoberfest?
Oh, my God. It'd be unreal, really. You know, when we've gone to the banquet the past 5 years, you watch the guys' videos and speeches and stuff like that, and sometimes you get discouraged because, you know, some of them are, you know, big teams or full-time racers, don't even work on their own cars, and have time to go to the gym to get in better shape to drive a race car and stuff. I'm like, that's a whole different league, you know? Nick and myself both, you know, we got full-time jobs, we got young families. Mm-hmm. We do everything on our cars ourselves. So it'd be huge. I mean, it's the ultimate honor in short track racing, I think, is to win the national NASCAR championship. So, it'd be crazy. It'd mean everything, you know, it put all the hard work and it'd make it all worth it, I guess. So yeah, I mean, it'd be unreal. And, I don't know, we're going to give it our all and see what happens tonight. And that's all we can do.
Jacob,
you know? I'll be happy either way.
Jacob, we got about a minute to go here, and this is the spot where we ask you to tell everybody the sponsors are helping you out. But I got to know, man, what the heck is Baby Gowdy?
Sure. Baby Gowdy is my wife's embroidery and custom blanket business.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
Plug away, man. Stuff. She got a website. She got a Facebook. Go ahead and plug away.
It's on Etsy, Baby Gowdy on Etsy. Look it up on there and buy your baby gifts. Wedding gifts, adult blanket gifts, whatever. She makes really nice soft stuff.
My son's gonna have a baby in December, so I'm definitely gonna have to go to the Baby Gowdy. And you know, Paul Reichert, the Penguin here, he's always looking for a comfy adult blanket, so we're gonna have to shop for it.
All custom. You can get, you know, your name put on it, your birthday, whatever you need.
We're gonna put Penguin on it.
Tell us about the rest of your sponsors helping you out this year.
Sure. I gotta thank Suburban GM Parts and Chevrolet Performance, Northern Racing Products, Getz Trucking, TJ Exteriors is new to me this year, or the new sponsor, so thank them for coming on board. Mergic Racing Engines.
Oh, he's got it.
Left-hander chassis.
Yep.
Well, we got
the Penguin just pulled it.
Yeah, we got the Baby Gowdy. He just pulled it up. So, right click and save that address and email that to me, because I'm going to get my son some stuff up there. Jacob Gainey, going for a national championship. He will be the Minnesota NASCAR championship. Man, I tell you what, whether it's him or Nick, I don't care
as long as it comes
from this area. We get to announce at Oktoberfest, and this place gets to finally show the domination of racing in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Jacob, whether you win it all, man, or you finish in that top three, it's been a hell of a run. It's been great to announce you this year, and good luck from all of us here at Elko tonight.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on, and we'll see you at Fest.
All righty. Jacob Gainey going to run for Elko tonight. You heard him. If he can win it, we can win them both. They're going to be watching, see what happens out there on the East Coast with Mike Looney. When we come back, we're going to talk to a gentleman that just burst on the big track scene here just about 3 weeks ago and then made it a little bit bigger at the Cross Speedway. Holden Pennell. Yeah, you recognize that last name. You're going to recognize the family. That's going to be next on 101.3/1460 WDOT.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Want to keep your employees happy? Buy them all lunch. Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We cater lunches all the time for businesses big and small, 10 to 500. We can handle it. Give us a call and we'll help you figure out a great menu. Let's face it, good people are hard to find, so we can help you keep the ones you got. My grandpa used to say, you want to keep someone happy? Feed them barbecue. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Online at BigBoarBBQ.com.
Saturday, September 14th, get ready for a night of chaos. The Thomas Sparta Speedway presents a night of thrills and spills, smashing and
chaos.
A little less nice and a lot more content.
Chaos events, drifters, a camper smash, all topped off with a fantastic fireworks display. It's the first annual Night of Chaos. No racing, just chaos. So pack up the family and drag them over to the Thomas Sparta Speedway for the Night of Chaos. Saturday, September 14th.
Oh, here we go. Back at the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. The Days Inn Midwest Race Report here on 101.3, 1460 to WBOG. Billy Doc Niles, radio man Dan Dyker, the voice of auto racing in the area. That's what people tell me.
I've heard that, too.
I'm the eater, not the voice.
Well, that's because your voice goes after you're the eater.
Well, this is true. So Paul the Penguin, we let him sit aside. He's not the Dutch chair for this segment. He asked Nick Bonitski and Jacob Gaty some fantastic questions to the point where he wore himself out. So he's taking a break.
Now he's water boy.
Oh, did he get our guest water?
No, he got our guest water. You notice ours are empty.
I see he totally neglected. Yeah. Well, I brought the bottle today.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure if that's a bird or a flower on mine, but I went with a nice little version of water today.
You remember at Animal House, they had a legacy pledge? That's kind of like what we got in our next guest here.
He's not wearing a clutch pin, though. I tell you what, I've heard his name, and I've watched him go-kart race for a long time, as much as I used to announce out there and hang out there. About 3-4 weeks ago, this strange car shows up at the Tomo Sporta Speedway, and we had no clue who it was. Usually they text me the driver's info out of the pit gate, and so he became Johnny Clutch Pedal.
Don't they all?
Three laps in, I finally get the driver's sheet, and about nine people texting me that all knew who this guy was. So he comes out, runs a formidable job at the Tomo Sporta Speedway, and then the next night shows up at the Enduro. And I'm like, this kid's going to get clobbered because this Enduro, there were at least 12 drivers that have been, that's all they do all year is go after the big money shows. The guys from Minnesota. And after a DQ, he ends up winning out of 93 cars, the La Crosse Speedway Twin Lap Enduro, and that would be Sparta's Colton Pennell. How are you, bud?
Good. How are you guys?
Man, I'll tell you what. When I used to announce at the go-kart track, it took a lot to make a splash. The Steve Bachmans, the Brad Worthens, the Matt Hendersons, only the Davey Pennells, only took him a couple of years to go out there and really go, hey, you know, we're putting the whole field on notice. You've done that several times over the years I've seen you run at the go-kart track. First off, how did you just happen to show up at the Tomo Sporta Speedway?
I have no idea.
It was
you didn't just magically wake up one day and say, I think I want to race at Tomo.
No, well, Davey came home with a car one time after his Enduro, and it was mine, I guess. So,
was Toma like a test in tune for the Enduro? Okay, so that sounds like a Davey Pennell move right there.
Oh, definitely.
And for those that don't know, Davey is the family tree here that Bill was reiterating too early. So Davey Pennell, longtime friend of the radio program, is a cousin of yours. Your dad I've known for quite a few years, Dennis. And then I've known, well, obviously, Dean Pennell. He sponsored the radio show for, I think, 8 years in a row.
Dean's wife raced for a while, too, I do believe.
I didn't realize who Grandpa was, though, until I – because you said something about a week or so ago.
He's right back here filming us right now.
I saw it on paper, and then I was like, now I know who that is.
You got the master of Tomo Enduros standing back here, Dale Pennell. Also, here's a little historical fact. Dale and my dad actually ran a sportsman car together for a couple of years.
Oh, wow.
So there's more historical facts for
you. Look at that. I like that. So let's go backwards a little bit before we get into this Enduro, because this Enduro was simply fantastic. And we're going to show some of it on the TV show when we have them on the TV show. You've been racing how long?
About 3 years, four.
And you jumped right into a go-kart.
Yep. Yeah. Went right into the rookie. We raced about half a season in there and got a couple wins.
And was it one of those where you got good so fast, you were like, okay, I need to jump classes. I want more motor. I want more speed.
Yeah, we happened to do that. We went right from rookie to junior two, actually. We skipped junior one.
Oh, wow. And usually they don't let you do that out there unless you have a proven, yep. I've been out there enough. They want you to go this class, this class, this class, this class. And a lot of times to me, by that fifth year, you burned out some of the kids. And some of these kids that are really, really competitive, you have to take them case by case, like what I saw with Colton a couple of years ago.
They probably looked at his name and went, panel, move him up.
Well, that always helps, too, as well. So, you totally done go-kart racing? I mean, you've done so much go-karts, not just here at the Cooley Go-Kart Raceway, but across the nation.
Yeah, we've raced in a couple different states, including Nebraska, which is a pretty big, one of the biggest go-kart events there, and last year we went and we qualified sixth and then ended sixth as well and a 40-lap feature there.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
I just saw a track. I'm not sure. I was trying to tag it to Dean last night, or Dennis last night. It was a mile and a half. It's one of the country's most curviest, longest go-kart tracks. Could you imagine doing that in a mile and a half where you're not just going round and round?
I couldn't, no.
I want to do that.
So do you have any more go-kart races planned for the rest of the year, or are we just going to do some enduros the rest of the year?
Mostly we got enduros planned. That's about it.
Impact Survival Series, I see coming up at Kaukauna-Wausau. They tried to do it at Toma ISS about 5 or 6 years ago, and then they went down to the Dells, and things just kind of had gone by the wayside. But it's nice to see Matt Rowe's series grow to the point it is now, because you're 90, 100, 110 cars on any given enduro.
Yep. Yeah.
So now, how many of you ran with Matt Rowe?
I don't know who that is.
Well, he runs the ISS.
Oh, okay. I haven't run any with him then, I suppose.
So you're going to run a couple at the end of the year here then, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, you're in for a treat. That's where the big boys come out. When you see the Starks, I mean, both Starks come out and some of these other guys. Holy cow. Delancey's got a couple cars he's bringing out before Fest.
So talk about a little bit about this win a couple of weeks ago at La Crosse. Number one, did you expect to do as well as you did? And number two, how surprised were you when they announced you as the winner?
Oh, I was very surprised. I was going into it, I was really just expecting to get a top 30 finish, and just being able to finish the race, not really going out to win, but just trying to finish was the main part.
And again, some of the names that I knew were coming in since we announced the schedule are no slouches. I mean, that Green Hill gang from Minnesota has been coming for as long as I've been announcing at the Speedway. And I thought, there's some big guns out here. Well, then I saw some of the teams that were racing out there, like the Dan Fry and Matt Moores, and I know how they set their cars up. And I was impressed that after the second, when we opened it up for the second 100 laps, we were getting a gauge. And you were one of the first ones that was back in line already. I thought, you know, I told Paul Riker, I'm like, we're going to have to watch that white car. Because there was another white car like his that had the Dalmatian spots on it, and that was the only female. I think we had two females running. Was it more of these like, okay, the second 100 laps, I'm doing pretty good. Let's just slow down, dodge all the garbage that's on the racetrack, dodge the people that are here and there just to finish? Or did you start getting a sense, hey, I've got a chance to win this thing?
Yeah, that was more of, I had a chance to win after halfway. I figured that we were going to be doing pretty good, so I was going a little harder that second half, trying to get through traffic and everything.
You know, I've touted Grandpa Dale here as the master of enduros. How much whispering in your ear did he give you as to how to get through one of these?
Oh, he said a couple words the night before. But
and of course, when Grandpa Dale was running them, those were big old heavy Chevys.
Those were
and
big cars.
LTDs and T-Birds and those things with those 200-gallon gas tanks out of that weighed 10,000 pounds.
And by the way, for those of you that know his dad, Dennis, he is not mouthing the words here. The kid really is talking. They sound alike. That's why. So people are probably going, that's Dennis talking. Like, no, that's the kid right there, folks.
Now, you would have ran against Dennis back in the day in the late model ranks or beer stocks?
He probably blew me away in the late models, if I remember correctly. I had a really crappy year, and I think he was like second or third in points that year. So
former Rookie of the Year he was.
Yep. Dennis had a really good late model career, and then just up and disappeared for some reason.
So what are you thinking? You're back in the pits. I'm up there announcing your winner. They did it really quick, too. It was Dan Fry and Matt Moore. What was your first instinct when you found out they got the DQ and you win this huge 200-lap garbage fest at La Crosse?
Oh, well, the first thing, we already had the car loaded on the trailer. We had unloaded, so first
to push it back for pictures? Yeah.
Yep.
So when did it hit you? I mean, that is a huge thing to win, man.
Yeah. Well, it hit me when we were driving to Victory Lane, really, that I won, and that was a cool experience.
Was the whole family down there with you?
Yeah, it probably. We had a couple friends and my dad down there. And
now, did Davey try to take credit for part of the win?
I'm sure he did. I haven't talked to him much after.
I just wanted to put him on blast.
If I'd have been Grandpa Dale, I'd have been the one grabbing the trophy.
So I already see what your future is here. 2019, you get it out of the way. You do some enduros. You watch Oktoberfest. What are you looking at for 2020?
We're hoping to get into a late model at the Dells, hopefully. And if not, if we go a little bigger to the Midwest Truck Series.
We were talking before you came in. I'd love to see you run that's the next Levon Vandergeest right there.
There you go. We got less than a minute left here, Colton. Why don't you tell us a couple of the sponsors that were helping you out here with this enduro venture?
Yeah, we had Davies Auto Repair, had a nice place to work on the car and everything, and then we had K&D Rentals with my dad.
Ready.
Oh.
Colton Pennell, I tell you, you talk about a hot shoe here to round up. Usually we don't talk about hot shoes at an end of a racing season. They usually do some at the beginning.
That's the best time to get hot is at the end of the season.
Yeah, but then he's going to sit back on there and go, man,
man,
I wish
what happens the rest of the
this
year?
Yeah. Man, I hate snow. I want to hear the brap brap now.
Nice.
Colton Pennell out of Sparta, folks. Long, long history of racing in this area with the Pennell name. And I'm glad I've been associated with a couple of these guys for quite a long time because they are simply outstanding. Colton, nice job at the Enduro. That was fantastic to announce that. And hopefully I get on the mic and do some of your races next year.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, you're going to see Colton Pennell on some hardware when we tape the TV show later on.
That'll be awesome.
When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on, the Slim Minor things going on in the area. That's next here on the Race Report
Days
on 101.3 1460 WBOG.
Are you still eating pizza that came from a warehouse, was loaded on a truck, then stocked in the store, and then into your oven still frozen? Boxed pizza? Really? Well, it's time for a change. The Pizza Oven on Highway 16 West Salem makes their pizzas fresh and in the restaurant. Build your own or try a house specialty. Are you a coach or just a parent with a kid on a team? Celebrate a win or commiserate a loss with Pizza Oven Pizza. Just call ahead to book a room and for special pricing on groups. Pizza Oven delivers too. Highway 16 West Salem or online at pizzaovenwi.com.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Saturday, September 21st at Dells Raceway Park, the 8th Annual September Showdown. Brought to you by SS&E Concrete. Drivers will shoot it out in twin features for late models, 602 late models, modified sportsman, bandits, and hobby stock. The drivers are chasing the coveted Dave Reiniger Memorial Overall Showdown Championship Trophy. Gates open at noon, qualifying 2:30, green flag racing at 4. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. SS&E Concrete bringing you the September Showdown, Saturday, September 21st at Dells Raceway Park.
It's the Three Stooges of Short Track Racing, Doc, Dan, and Paul, on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. Radio man Dan Dyker, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and Billy Knock Niles. The Days Inn Midwest Race Report show on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG, something we've not done in a while.
What have we not done in a while?
We're also found on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
Yeah, at 1460 Google, or it's Google1460.com. And if you've got Alexa at home, just tell Alexa, play WBOG Saturday at noon. Bang, there's the show as you're hearing it right now.
That's awesome. Yeah. Alexa, play WBOG.
We should do that in here. Get Alexa in here one of these times. But we'll use Penguin's
voice. Don't get that one from that Brett Favre video the other day. Mary Pat got it all wrong.
That was pretty sad. That was pretty sad.
You know what time it is, Dan?
I think it's time to watch Paul Reichert. You know, he tried to do this in two breaths last week.
Couldn't do it.
Miserably because everyone around the country has season championships going on from Mexico to Canada, one border to the other. And I think this will be like maybe 6 or 7 breaths that Paul's going to be entertaining us with right now.
Are we going to take bets on this?
No, because I'll make him laugh intentionally.
All right, it is that time. He's got all the winners from around the country. It is time for the Reichert Race Rewind.
Okay, Bill, thank you. We'll start with the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars. They were in action Wednesday at Willamette Speedway in Lebanon, Oregon. Brad Sweet scored the victory. Thursday, the All-Star Circuit of Champions ran at Bedford, Pennsylvania. Aaron Rutzel scored the win. The USAC Midgets were at the Dirt Track in Indianapolis for the BC 39 Classic. Zeb Weiss scored the win. And night one of the World 100 at Eldora, a pair of $10,000 to win twin qualifiers won by Billy Moyer and Hudson O'Neill. Friday, day one of the Fall Shootout at Marshfield. Twin features for the CWRA late miles. Colin Reffner and the Jokester, Harley Jankowski.
What?
One. Yes.
Harley won a feature.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's his
second of
feature
the year in the CBR. Yep.
Nice.
All-Star Circuit of Champions Night 1 to Port Royal, Pennsylvania, went to Trey Sweets. Ray Christian III won the Grand State Pro Stock Series race at Star Speedway in Epping, New Hampshire. IRA Sprints up at Gondick Law Speedway up in Superior. Night 1 of the Northern Nationals there. Jake Blackhurst, the victor. POWRA Midgets, Jacksonville, Illinois. Logan Seve scored the win. Larry White won the Super Dirt Car Series race at Autodrome Granby in Quebec, Canada.
Say that again.
Say it backwards.
Yeah.
Impress us.
And three times fast.
World of Outlaws Sprint Cars, night one of the Gold Cup weekend at Silver Dollar Speedway in Chico, California, won by Brad Sweet. And night two of the World 100 at Eldora, another pair of $10,000 to win twin qualifiers, went to Dennis Erb Jr. and Jonathan Davenport. Saturday at the Dells, Marlon Bordentraeger won his second late model feature in 3 weeks. Nick Nolan's the champion.
And did you see that they confiscated his motor?
Oh,
and
no.
And they thought it was illegal.
Oh.
And after 3 days of testing, tuning, they finally figured out on Tuesday that it was legal.
Oh,
nice.
Really?
Wow.
He's got a six. He's got the 604 crit, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Twin features for the NASCAR late models at Elko, won by Jacob Geddy and Dylan Moore. At Gondick Law, night two of the Northern Nationals taking place with Soda late model feature went to Daryl Nelson. With Soda modified feature went to Al Utinen. At Jefferson, Kyle Smith. Yeah. Jefferson, Kyle Smith won the late model feature. Sean, the man of Sheol, is the champion.
Nice.
Day two of the Fall Shootout at Marshfield. The final race of the All-Star Triple Crown Series went to John Beal. He's the champion.
The real deal, John Beal.
And Levon Energies won his fifth Midwest Truck Series race there at Marshfield.
Think he'll win the championship?
Yes, I think he will.
Duh.
Yeah.
He's got to win it. The old man already has one in the bag this year.
At Rockford, John Reynolds Jr. won the NASCAR late model feature. Michael Motorback's the champion. Night two for the All-Star Circuit of Champions at Port Royal, Pennsylvania. Aaron Roots are the winner. Dirt King's late model tour down at Wilmot. Nick Anvilink scored the win. Jeff Abold won the International Supermodified Association race at Star Speedway in Epping, New Hampshire. IRA Sprints at Cedar Lake for the Jerry Rickert Memorial. It's different spelling, not related to me.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Brooke Tatnall scored the victory. NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour.
You know where he's from?
Australia.
New South Wales, Australia.
Yes. NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour at Riverhead, New York. Justin Bonsignor, the winner. Logan Seve wins again with the POWRA Midgets, this time at Spoon River Speedway in Canton, Illinois. USAC Silver Crown Series at Lucas Oil Raceway in suburban Indianapolis. Cody Swanson, the winner. Night two for the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars at Silver Dollar Speedway in Chico, California. The Gold Cup goes to Darren Pittman. Modified Nationals taking place up at Mississippi Thunder. $7,000 to win for the USRA Modifieds, won by Jake Timm. Sean Walski won the B-modified.
Yeah, he knows the short way around that track. Jake Timm does.
Yep. Speed 51 Super Select race taking place at Lucas Oil Raceway. Bubba Pollard scored the victory. Ultra Fast 6th. Austin Nace 11th.
Trademark
that's
Bill Niles.
$17,000 he's won in 2 weeks.
Yes. Yeah. Final night of the World 100 at Eldora. $52,000 to win in the main event. Jonathan Davenport scored the victory.
And you know what's even worse?
What's worse?
The 50-50
was over $80,000.
Was $82,500, and nobody claimed it.
What?
Nobody claimed
what?
It.
I'm going to start digging through my old tickets. I bet I got a number that matches.
If I were one of the concession kids that night looking for quarters, I'd have been looking for tickets.
Yep.
And the 43rd running of the World Figure Eight Championships. And these guys look like late
models. Oh, I love watching
ran
that.
Ran at the Indianapolis Speedrome on the southeast side of Indy.
Yep.
Eddie Van Meter pocketed $20,300 for the win.
And he didn't get hit once.
Yes.
And you know that track.
Oh, yeah.
Fifth mile.
Yep. You know who owns that track.
Who owns that track?
Those two guys that came down to the Thomas Sparta Speedway and took them out of $46,000 4 years ago.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so we will never mention their racetrack on this program again.
Okay.
No. Ask any Toma business.
Yes, I know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Final race of the season Sunday at Slinger. Jack Stern won his third late model feature of the season. Jacob Nadeau is the champion. NASCAR Pinty Series up at Autodrome St. Eustache in Quebec, Canada.
Wait, what?
St. Eustache.
I thought he
in Quebec, Canada.
It's a Uper.
Jason Hathaway, the winner. And sad note. This is the final race there. The track's been sold.
No.
Closing. And being torn up. It can happen in Canada. And the SEC Trans Am Series at Watkins Glen, Ernie Francis Jr. scores the victory. And that'll wrap up this edition of Records Race Rewind.
When we come back, the sexy voiceover chick drops the white flag. One more segment to go. We'll get you all caught up on everything happening in the area tonight. You are listening to the Days in Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
Saturday, September 21st at Dells Raceway Park, the 8th Annual September Showdown. Brought to you by SS&E Concrete. Drivers will shoot it out in twin features for late models, 602 late models, modified sportsman, bandits, and hobby stock. The drivers are chasing the coveted Dave Reidinger Memorial Overall Showdown Championship Trophy. Gates open at noon, qualifying 2:30, green flag racing at 4. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. SS&E Concrete bringing you the September Showdown, Saturday, September 21st at Dells Raceway Park.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Want to keep your employees happy? Buy them all lunch. Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We cater lunches all the time for businesses big and small, 10 to 500. We can handle it. Give us a call and we'll help you figure out a great menu. Let's face it, good people are hard to find, so we can help you keep the ones you got. My grandpa used to say, you want to keep someone happy? Feed them barbecue. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Online at BigBoarBBQ.com.
Saturday, September 14th, get ready for a night of chaos. The Toma Sparta Speedway presents a night of thrills and spills, smashing and
chaos.
A little less nice and a lot more contact.
Chaos events, drifters, a camper smash, all topped off with a fantastic fireworks display. It's the first annual Night of Chaos. No racing, just chaos. So pack up the family and drag them over to the Toma Sparta Speedway for the Night of Chaos. Saturday, September 14th.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Days in Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time, folks. Days in Midwest Race Report, 101.3, 1460 WPOG, Radio Man Dan Dyker, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and Billy Doc Niles, who has a full schedule of activities going on throughout the area.
It is a night of chaos at Toma Speedway. Everything you like to see in the chaos events, you know, including stop and go, flagpole, Dukes of Hazzard, chain race, trailer race, all that cool stuff, and a huge fireworks display. Gates at 6 o'clock. Chaos at 7. Jefferson Speedway continues the 39th Annual State Championships tonight and tomorrow. And Elko Speedway, the big double feature, is where our national champions are going to be coming from, hopefully tonight, Jacob Gady and Nick Paninski. Hey, we got to thank our sponsors, Days In, Big Boar Barbecue, Dells Raceway Park, TACU Credit Union, Toma Sparta Speedway, FansArena.com, Jano Collectibles, GlassCarver.com, and the Midwest Racing Connection.
And the Midwest Racing Connection going to have a lot of championship photos from all these championship tracks here over the next couple of weeks. And again, watch them on Facebook. They throw a lot of videos up there as well. Want to thank Jacob Gady, Nick Paninski. I really don't care. I just want one of those two to win the national championship. I don't care
somebody
who
somebody out of this area. We were so close last year with Steve. Hopefully it's one of them guys tonight.
Next time we'll see Nick, obviously, locally wise. We'll be at the La Crosse Speedway for the championship Thursday with no rain. Fest this year.
Oh, and thank you, Colton Pennell.
Yep, we're going to thank Colton Pennell for coming in. Watch him on the TV show as well. I want to thank Penguin and the Doc and that guy doing the finger thing right here that's just your producer. My name is Radio Man Dan Dyker. I want to thank you for joining us in the program. More championship feats and hopefully a national championship winner joining us on the show next week. And that is the Days In Midwest Race Report. Race Report on 101.3 1460 WPOG.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Days In Midwest Race Report, brought to you by the Days In Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.